This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our reading of the New Testament, we're now at the book of Galatians, a book that emphasizes spiritual liberty. Read through the book, one chapter per day. In Galatians 5:13, it says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." When in a zoo, it's not a rare sight to see a caged hawk fan its wings in a vain attempt to break out of its prison. Hawks were created to soar in the limitless sky, not to exist in the narrow confines of a cage. In Galatians, Paul declares that we were created to enjoy spiritual liberty, freedom from legalism, license, and laziness, freedom which expresses itself in labors of love. We are saved to serve, liberated to labor, freed to fulfill the law of Christ. A few hundred years ago, God used the book of Galatians and Romans to transform the life of Martin Luther, and through him, the course of history. As you read the book of Galatians, let its message grip your life and set you free to be all God meant you to be. Don't get enslaved again into a legalistic lifestyle. As you read, you will find you need to come to Christ by faith. You'll also find you're forgiven by faith, accepted into the family of God by faith, grow in this new life by faith, and serve God by faith. That's why Paul could say in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me."